With a record third of people having already cast their ballots in early voting, this is shaping up to be one of the most hotly contested elections ever. Going to the polls, the two frontrunners, Lee Jae-myung from the ruling Liberal Democratic Party and his conservative rival, Yoon Suk-yeol from the People Power Party. After weeks of campaigning, often marred by personal scandals and mudslinging, this contest could be decided by the younger generation. Normally inclined to vote progressive, many young people have been put off by the failure of the ruling Liberals to tackle wealth inequality and the high cost of home ownership.
Rather than saying those in their 20s have become conservative, I think that they have moved away from progressive tendencies.
Job seeker Kim Sung-han is being kitted out for an upcoming interview in a suit rental scheme that's paid for by Seoul Metropolitan Government. It's one of a number of measures to help young people cope in the city.
I think it would be difficult to live in Seoul without this kind of support. Finding a job and making a living is very difficult.
Liberal candidate Lee is hoping to win over the disillusioned young with his own rags-to-riches story, rising from an impoverished rural background to become governor of South Korea's most populous province. One issue that doesn't feature prominently with young voters is the state of relations with North Korea, which, in spite of several years of diplomatic engagement by the outgoing Liberal president Moon Jae-in, are once again back in a deep freeze. But North Korea is more important with older voters, who it seems have been waiting for this chance to punish the Liberals at the ballot box.
North Korea has been quite provocative. South Korea's reaction has been incompetent.
If you can't gain anything from reconciliatory gestures, then I don't think it's working.
They say the best way to keep the peace is to be ready for war, and I think that's true.
Conservative candidate Yoon has promised a much tougher line with the North if he wins, ensuring this election could have implications way beyond the Korean Peninsula. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.